We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again, after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you are sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Today you'll get to watch a pooper from Airway Heights whose stupidity surpasses the age of the universe. Here's what he did.
Hi there, I'm Corporal Bachman, Air Heights Police. My body cam's not okay. So what's going on?
He won't let me leave the house.
Who is he?
I can't say his name, he has a warrant.
Well, he took off, we don't have him. How old are you?
18.
You're 18, okay, do you have ID?
My ID's at home, everything's at home.
Oh, is it? Let's go step out of the rain. You guys can't be in here, you're not employees.
Oh, we were told we could be
here. Oh, did they tell you?
Yeah, security did.
Okay.
Tell them I can get here.
Okay, well, it's news to me. First name?
Emily, he was my boyfriend.
Is he your ex-boyfriend?
Yeah.
What was he doing, pulling on her, yanking on her?
Yeah. Like grabbing her by the arm, trying to get her to go with him.
Were you assaulted?
He won't let me leave the house. I came here because I need to leave. He snapped my phone in half. He locks me in the garage.
Does he? When did you get your phone broke?
Today, like 20 minutes ago.
Okay.
Another team of officers was searching for him after he fled the moment the police arrived to confront him about the domestic violence incident.
856, I'll be at 10th and Comax Court. He's in the middle of the cul-de-sac. He's walking along here, and then I was just looking at him. You know, you probably heard me asking for details and whatnot. And then turn on my lights, and then he just started booking it that way. And then I chased after him. And, oh, there he is.
There he is.
He's down there. He's down there. Red truck. He was reaching his pocket or something. I didn't see any weapons, though.
I didn't want this to happen. I just...
Well, it did happen, and it's DV, so we're not going to go away until we get to the bottom of it, okay? And you were locked in the garage?
Yeah. The door, it locks from the outside instead of the inside.
And he wouldn't let you out? How'd you escape?
I didn't. I just told him I wouldn't leave.
Oh.
God damn it! He's over here! I got eyes on him too. He just hopped the fence back here. He's heading eastbound through the yards back here. Stop! Eastbound.
All we need to do is get to the bottom of it. If nothing happened, nothing happened. If, I mean, we just need to know who we're doing. Obviously, if you think something happened, he took off when he saw me, right?
Yeah.
Well, what's his name?
I don't want to say. I just wanted to get out.
Well, this is going to help you get out. How long were you guys boyfriend and girlfriend?
A year.
And then how long were you locked in the garage?
5 hours.
5 hours? Did you have a restroom or anything?
I didn't need to use the restroom.
All right, so you locked in for 5 hours, and then you said, you started sweet-talking him, and he decided to let you out?
No. We stayed in there a little longer.
Was he in there with you?
Yeah.
What was his intent? I mean, what...
He doesn't want me to leave.
So he stayed in there with you, locked, and then he just wouldn't allow you to leave?
No, he would not.
I've talked to you before, right?
I think so. Maybe. I don't know. I've been at this Walmart before.
You gotta run through the yards back here.
So that means he's going this way, right?
Oh.
for? Yeah.
Pencil. He's down for the house.
Huh?
He's in the backyard under the tree.
This backyard?
No, it's in the backyard. I thought he was in the video, too. He went behind the tree in the backyard.
You won't believe it, but the guy actually managed to hide behind a tree.
Stay in your house. Lock your doors. Lock your doors. Oh, my God. 856, he's at 10, 10, 6, West 11th Court.
Phone open.
Can we at least have his first name so they know what to call him? Because they're over there with him right now.
They are?
Yeah.
Anthony.
Lincoln?
Anthony.
Oh, Anthony? How old is Anthony?
21.
Tell you what, let's walk over here, okay? So you're not, are you hurt?
No.
Get in there, just stay warm. You're not in any kind of trouble, okay?
Okay.
There you go. You don't have any weapons on you, do you?
No.
Okay, cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Where's he at?
Hey, look in the tree!
Arrest police! You're under arrest! Come out! Arrest police! Come out! You're under arrest!
Police! Did you hop right here?
Shut the f*** out and let me see your hand!
Get out!
Don't fuck!
856, 556. Six.
Stop!
Stop! I chased him over that fence. He's in this area. Sorry.
You're good.
We're chasing this guy.
Okay.
I chased him out of there.
Okay.
And he hopped the fence. He's in your neighbor.
Okay.
And he, I think. Sorry.
You're more than welcome to check my backyard. My dogs are put up.
Okay. He's wearing a white hoodie. White hoodie. Blue jeans, or sort of sweats, like moccasin type looking shoes.
Okay.
Hispanic male,
okay.
Five little.
You never saw him came back this way?
He didn't come this way, he was going that way.
He went that way? Did you ever see him go over another fence?
No.
He's got elevated position, and he said that the suspect never came out of this backyard of the house that you're in front of.
Jumping that 6 foot.
It was pretty much game over for the girlfriend beater. He had chosen an even worse hiding spot than a tree.
Why don't you guys go hold hard right here so
okay.
He can't leave this yard.
Okay.
If we know he's in here, if you could quickly shift them right here, and we'll just close this. Right now, I'm not 100% sure where he's at.
So you broke up. You broke up with him, and he just didn't...
I can't.
Well, that shouldn't be up to him. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're going through this. Okay? We just need to make sure you're okay.
So, is it possible for us to check your yard? We're going to go search this.
Yeah. Place. Someone already did.
We think he's next door. We're kind of isolating him.
I don't really know those neighbors, but yeah, you guys are more than... I don't know if you're... I'm a city cop, so you guys do whatever you need.
Okay.
Can I post somebody in your backyard?
Yep.
Thank you.
Arrowhead Police, Spokane County Sheriff's Office, you're in the yard, you're in the next unknown.
You are under arrest.
Do not give up now, force, baby, you get you. I do not guarantee your safety. Arrowhead
Heights Police Department, Anthony Ramos, you're under arrest. Make yourself known. If you do not comply, force may be used against you. We cannot guarantee your safety.
If you're in there, you better make yourself known.
Show me your hands up! Show me your hands! Show me your hands!
Shoot you!
Don't do it!
Show me your hands!
Stop!
Just tase him. Tase him.
Take your hand out now!
Get out now!
Now!
Get out, you're gonna taste!
Get on the ground! Get on the ground now! Get on the ground!
Come
on!
Right now!
Tase him again! Tase him again!
What can I do?
Chance, we had your back. You were under arrest.
For what?
Hey, easy.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Over the shoulder, hey, got it, over. Other hand, there we go. Get your other hand
in
here,
goddamn! What am I being arrested for? What am I being arrested for? And be sick!
Get your hand behind your back!
Shoot me!
We're gonna talk about it, relax!
Shoot me!
It's over, relax!
Shoot me!
It's over!
Oh! Just shoot me!
It's gonna be okay. We're gonna
no, it's not! You. I didn't do anything!
It's gonna be okay!
Just shoot me! Oh!
Oh, move your hand.
Ow! Shoot me!
Hey, did we cut him?
Not yet.
Shoot me!
Any damage to this house?
Shoot me!
You're in cuffs, man. You're not getting shot.
Then let me go!
No.
What did I do? Huh? What did I do?
Yeah. We'll talk about
it. Hey, Paul, I got a way out. Keys the gate, please.
Just let me go! Or shoot me. I don't care. Why? What did I do?
Hey, I got keys to the gate. We're good.
Please tell me that.
The investigating officer will be here to talk to you in a minute.
Baker, you're good?
Yeah.
Chris,
I'm
good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Then kill me. Don't give a not going to jail.
Sir, are you hurt or injured at all?
No.
This was actually just the beginning of the troubles the police were going to go through to contain him.
Hold on.
What are you saying I did?
We're going to talk to you about that in a minute, sir.
I didn't do so let me go.
When you were working in New York at a Wendy's?
Yeah.
Yeah? He was asleep at your job?
He was asleep there and fall asleep in the back.
Just so he had made sure he kept track of you?
Where's my phone?
It's right here.
I didn't do so let me go.
I'm good. I'm just gonna walk with him.
Okay.
You okay? Where am I going?
Is that everything?
Where am I going?
You're gonna go sit in the back of the police car.
Why? I didn't do can you loosen these cuffs? I didn't do can I pull my pants up?
How are you doing,
you
ma'am? Yes.
Okay.
Just want to let you know everything's contained.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to see if you have any dogs back there. I can look and see if there's any damage was done back there.
I think it should be okay, but yeah, you're my welcome.
Okay, I'm gonna go around here on the back.
Okay.
Is there any? I just want you to kind of take a peek and see if anything is normal or abnormal.
Sounds good.
So we can take pictures.
Yep,
so.
Can I pull my pants up?
Yeah, that's just relax.
My pants are about to fall down. So let me the go.
Okay,
you want to open? Shit. My car. Can you loosen these cuffs? Ow. Loosen these cuffs, please.
They're going to stay just like that for a minute.
So we're going to talk about it?
Hop in and watch your head. Officer will be here in a few minutes to talk to you.
What did I do?
In the car.
What did I do?
So I can close the door.
Can you tell me what I did?
Right now you're under arrest for unlawful imprisonment DV, malicious mischief DV, interfering with reporting of domestic violence, and resisting arrest.
With domestic violence.
Okay. Put your feet in. Right now you're under arrest. You have the right to make sure.
So I'm going to jail?
Yep. Put your feet in. Put your feet in, Eric.
What?
Put your feet in.
No, shoot me.
No, it's not.
No, shoot me.
Okay, well, they found him. They're going to talk to him. And he never told you what his charges were, why he was serving prison time? You don't go to prison on misdemeanors, I'm sorry. So here's the thing. It is illegal to break somebody's phone. That's malicious mischief in this state. And it is illegal to prevent somebody from calling 911.
Police 32, Emily said
Anthony is off his medication.
My husband will be home later. Yeah, it usually opens this way, right?
Okay. Yeah, it goes inside.
Yeah.
Watch as this blonde banana tries to take off his wraps while in handcuffs.
Last night? How much did you sleep? Okay. Are you from Spokane?
No.
No, where are you from?
Florida.
Okay. You have a doctor you talk to?
No.
No. Okay, when's the last time you took your meds?
I don't know. When my girlfriend decided to take all of
them. Are you hungry? Thirsty? Where's home?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. All right. Do you have a counselor? Do you have anyone that we should call? Let you know what's going on? Maybe you need some help with meds?
I can let them know.
Well, I'm not a cop. I can't answer that.
What are you?
Social worker.
Can you tell them to let me go?
I can't tell them to. I'm sorry.
This all started at Cedar Summit. Well, hold on. They want you to go over there.
Okay.
I came over to relieve you with your victim. But you can tell me. I just wanted to let you know that.
Why do they want me over there?
That's a great question.
Okay.
They just told me to come.
Hey, we're going to get you in this car over here, Emily. This is Officer Frank, okay?
Hi.
Oh. All right. I'll be back, I guess.
Then let me go.
No, that's not gonna happen.
Then I'm not gonna stop. We already went through this.
Okay. Sorry.
I could have stayed in here and I could have turned the heat up for you, but you were kicking my car door because you were reaching and saying shoot me, kill me, and you kept reaching because we didn't want to shoot you. I don't ever want to shoot anyone. I've never shot anyone in my whole career and I never want to do it.
Can you let me go?
No.
Can you just let me go?
Ready?
Yeah. Okay. Not putting that on.
Sure. It's going on you. Again, we had this conversation. You can make this as easy on yourself as you want or as difficult on yourself as you want. It is going to happen.
I'll take it off.
If we have to hold you down to do it, we will do it.
I'll take it off.
Okay, well, let's just put it on for now, okay?
I'm not retarded. I don't need a helmet.
It's your choice, sir.
Help out.
You f***ed up off the wet concrete. Look, can you just stand up so I don't get that wet? You're not. Can you get me a blanket now?
No.
Can you turn the heat on?
We will turn the heat on, absolutely.
Can you take the f***ing helmet off?
No.
The way he'll give statements to the police will make you want to punch a hole in the wall.
Let me go.
No, apparently, no, you're under arrest for some DV charges, man.
I didn't.
Well, if you would have just stayed and talked, maybe we could have got to the bottom of that.
Here, I'm going to reach something real quick, okay?
Have I under rights?
Yeah. Hold on. All right, man. So right now, you are under arrest for malicious mischief.
What did I do for that?
Apparently, you broke her phone. preventing of a... She tried to call 911. Apparently, you grabbed the phone.
When?
Huh?
When?
Today? Had you just stayed? Okay, so that's what
they
we got right now.
Me,
so just listen, let me...
You guys wouldn't believe
and,
me, so...
And then unlawful imprisonment.
She left today.
Okay, so right now you do have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to talk to an attorney at this time. You can say I'm done answering questions at any time, okay?
What are your questions?
Well, you have to say if you want to... You have to decide...
Sure, ask me some questions.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, and my body cam is activated, okay?
It is?
Yeah, my body cam, right here.
Okay.
Okay? So, man, so today I'm inside Walmart, and I get a call, hey, we got something going on out at the smoke shack. I come outside, there's you tugging on your girlfriend's arm, and you're saying something to her, and then you just bolt like a jackrabbit. She's really upset. She said you broke her phone.
Uh-huh.
You... Locked her in a garage, and then when she tried to call 911 because you guys were having an argument, Mm-hmm. You took her phone and destroyed it. Okay, do you want to tell me what happened?
No, but that's not what happened.
You don't want to tell me what happened, but that's not what happened.
Yeah, they're just gonna try to get me in trouble.
Does she wanna break up and leave?
She always does when she's off her meds.
Okay. She's on medication?
Not right now, she's not taking it.
Okay, are you on medication?
I'm not taking it because she popped all of them.
Alright, sit tight.
Can you let me go?
Hey there. So would you be able to show us the apartment? Would you be able to take us there? I mean, just direct us to where it is so we can see that, yes, this is where you said you were living.
Okay.
But no, we're going to drive you over there.
Oh.
Also, would you be able to describe what's in the garage that you were sleeping in?
It's probably curled up now, but it's like an air mattress. We didn't buy it. It was kind of already there. It was a lot of holes in it, so we just sleep on the couch.
Is that all that's in there is an air mattress?
No. There's like this curtain thing.
Okay.
I don't want to go in there.
Okay.
They don't want police there. They don't want police.
Okay.
All was good. He was going to jail, but of course he remembered he hadn't pissed off the officers for a good 2 seconds.
Hey, we'll just hold them like this and trust them to the field. Okay?
Making this as hard on yourself as you possibly can. Now knock
no,
it off.
Not. You're the one who's hurting me. Just
that's
let me
the intention, Anthony.
Then stop doing it.
Can we talk to you for 1 sec?
You're not in trouble. We just need.
Do you know Emily and
Anthony?
Emily said her and Anthony came here about 3 weeks ago, and there was an incident here. We're looking for a broken cell phone.
I'm gonna take it back off. I told you I was gonna do it last time.
What?
That ain't gonna.
Sorry to bother you, bro. That, it's so. Is did you witness it by any chance?
No, I witnessed. Huh? I just saw that she threw the phone in the garbage, so I knew where it was. That's it.
Okay. Do you mind? Can I have your name so I can say this is who gave it to me? Your dog's out.
Hey, baby. I'd rather not.
That's cool, man. No, we're not here for anybody. We had an incident.
I don't live here, so I don't. You know, like,
is there somebody here who we can talk to that does know them?
Right now, it's just me and my girlfriend here.
Does she know him?
So. She knows him as well as I know him.
I'm going to be serious, right? Not for you, but for other people here.
Yeah, so something serious happened. Anthony's in some trouble. We just have to get to the bottom of it.
So I guess Anthony's brother stays here, and that's how they got here. And
okay. Do you know his brother's name?
Pierce, but they're not here right now, so.
Okay. No assault, though?
I just see one, though.
Okay.
I know that she had went and put herself in the bathroom, and then he kept trying to have her open the door up. And then she went, and then she finally came out, and when she did, she sat on the couch, and she's like, get away from me, and got up and mowed, and then she got up and threw her phone in the garbage, and then pretty much, like, after that, she stormed out of here, and he kind of followed her.
Okay. I can't have a name for a witness.
I'm not a witness, man.
Well, I mean, what you just told me, it matches what she said, which is extremely helpful, man.
Well, I wouldn't go to court anyway, so I'm
just okay.
Gonna know.
Okay.
All right.
You have a first name?
Sean.
Sean, thank you. S-H-A-N or S-E-A-N? S-E-A-N. Thank you, Sean. Well, this looks like it's been bent over a knee.
Yeah, he wasn't in jail for long. And as soon as he got out, he began hanging out with his girlfriend again. This time, he felt he could do even more when it came to catching charges. He would be entering the scene in just a moment.
Police department, ma'am, stop. Can you sit down here? Just so you guys know, my camera's on up, Corporal Lang, and the reason we're talking right now is all the stuff you just stole over at the Dollar Tree and then ran off. Okay? Do you have any ID on you?
No. My brother just called me.
Okay. What's your name, partner? I'm not going to hold on. You're on my time right now. Is your ID out of Washington or a different state?
I don't have an ID.
Have you ever had an ID in your whole life? At 19 years old, you haven't?
No.
You ever been booked into jail anywhere?
No. This is too much. Because that's the second Dollar Tree I've been accused of stealing from, for one. And second one, I've been harassed. Yo, where you at, Brody? Where you at?
call it.
All right.
What'd you pay with?
Credit card.
Credit card? You have that card with you?
No, it was a gift card.
It was a gift card?
Yeah.
Where's it at?
In the trash.
In the trash where?
Doesn't matter. You're going to avoid the fact that she's on community court for two.
You have community court?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And literally it's for shit that's made against me for multiple reasons.
Okay.
For three, I've been staying out of trouble staying sober. That's y'all's terms, too. If he's not... If
he's community, where do you have community court
at? Library. Mondays, as usual, where it is. Sorry if I'm seeming a little agitated. I am on edge because this is the same pattern. Dollar Tree generally seems to hate me.
You're not supposed to be here.
I came here to see you. That's why I come this way. How long I have left.
You came here for what?
To see how long I have left. It's about to be the holidays. So I don't know how
long. You can't come back to Walmart. They don't want you here.
I didn't know. They didn't tell me how long. What they told me is, oh, you're trespassing. They didn't tell me how long. They said a couple months.
No, they never say a couple months. Nope. It's always for life. You are being detained, okay? So you're not free to leave. So I'm going to read your rights before I ask any questions, okay?
Yeah.
Understand that you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can or will be used against you in a court of law. So when you were trespassed from Walmart, did you get a form that you signed?
No.
How were you trespassed from Walmart?
Security came out, put me in the office, said the security introduced me to the sheriff. Sheriff, this is Spreglum. And then they said you're trespassed. I don't know if they forgot to give me the form,
okay.
But they never gave me the physical form.
Okay. I'm here doing my job.
I know.
You don't seem like a bad dude.
I'm not.
But it seems like you keep making some poor decisions.
Out of the three, the girlfriend was the most honest.
So, I want to get your guys' side of the story, because like I said, there's an officer over there right now reviewing surveillance footage, right? Because there's like five cameras in there. So, can you tell me what happened over there? The honest truth, please. I mean, we're talking dollar things. We're not talking you guys stole a car, right? Or a TV. But Dollar Tree has 1,000 customers going there a day, right? I've never had them call me when someone has it stolen. So can you tell me what actually happened, please? What's that? You don't want to get him in any trouble? Okay. Are you familiar with the laws of complicity in the state of Washington?
What does that mean?
That means that if you're with someone who commits a crime, and you run out with them, and you aid and abet them, which is what you did, then you're also guilty of the same crime. Okay, so you're going to be charged with the same crime he is.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
All right.
Okay, so do you want to tell me what happened?
Does it change anything or not?
Well, I kind of want your guys' side of the story. He's going to see that you guys stole stuff, right, on the surveillance footage. That's going to be a thing. He's going to see that. I want to know why, so I can go back to them and be like, look, here's the deal. This is what happened. This is why this happened.
So, let me ask you a question. So, do you not find that where if you see one female who is not the same color as you, I'm not racist, I just analyze violence, right? She sees me, I really have shit. I have nothing in my waistband. I literally am holding my shit because I have diarrhea right now. I have stomach illness right now because I'm in trench health. Why? Because I know what caused my coming to court is when I'm under the influence.
What were you under the influence of?
Weed and alcohol.
Weed and alcohol.
Yeah. The one keeping me out of trouble is my brother. One, my brother helps me care for trouble. That's my sister, my street sister.
We're staying
at
a shelter.
Okay.
Trash shelter.
Okay.
We don't have any money right now.
So you guys just got food stuff?
Yeah, we got food stuff. We got other stuff as well. But we mostly, got
that one. Okay. Do you know how many items were stolen?
I don't know.
25
items. Yeah, and we were gonna bring it back to the other people there as well. I'm in foster care, so I don't have any family in Delaware.
You have family here?
No.
So why Spokane? This is not a great place to be.
Yeah, I was at a trap house for a little bit, and it sucked. So then I went into a shelter, and everything just got bottled up. I was possibly supposed to go back to Delaware because it didn't work out there. But then it's just I kind of went back.
You were with, what's his name that we chased around the other day?
Yeah, I know. I went back to him.
How'd you threaten him?
She threatened me, called me over with a hard R, and said, I'm going to kill you. Come back to my Dollar Tree, get him, shoot you with a shotgun.
Well, how'd you respond?
I start getting arrested. I said, go ahead, shoot me. You're going to have to deal with my family and shit. I don't like people.
How do you get your money?
How do I get my money? I ask people, can I get money? I took a few snacks, yes.
Okay. Are those in your backpack now?
Yeah.
What's that?
The first half is from the Dollar Tree, yes. The rest I traveled with. The makeup, I don't recall grabbing the makeup. It might have been mixed in because of the firm rain.
So you already placed the handcuffs. So we'll take that backpack off. Turn around for transmans are back. Right now you're not under arrest. You're only being detained right now, okay? Stand up, turn around for transmans are back. And just relax, okay? Right now you're going to be detained as well, just like him. Okay,
at this point you're not under arrest. You're just being detained, okay?
Things you shouldn't do in front of the police when you got arrested last week.
Can I ask what happened?
No. You can ask, but...
Do you know what the charges are?
What's that?
Do you know what the charges are?
Oh, no. Sorry, man. Thank you.
Hold on one sec. We're going to sit down for just a second. Oh, just sit down right there. Hey, man.
Yeah?
Turn up a transmitter. Stop! Stop! That's the guy we chased last week around Sicani. This is the guy we chased around last night last week at Sicani. This was her that he was in the DV with. Start a K-9, we got PC for it, so I'm off on the prison and a bunch of other charges. Mr. Right now you're under arrest for unlawful imprisonment, domestic violence, assault, 4DV, all the charges that you got last week, and resisting arrest.
They don't be spitting on us.
Sorry, I'm head gas in my mouth.
You're telling me that to listen to him.
Okay.
Continue.
So you're under arrest also for obstructing and resisting arrest from today.
What's obstructing for?
Because I told you to stop, grabbed you, you ran. Then you continued being foot pursued by a police officer who told you to stop and you didn't. So all those things.
Good.
Okay?
I didn't do any of this.
Okay, yeah. You did. You did.
Right here?
Right here?
Yep. Yeah. I did the running, yeah.
I know you did. Okay.
I didn't do anything else.
Oh, you're also under arrest for false or misleading statements to a public servant for lying about your name last time we dealt with you. But we got your right name now, so you'll be going to jail for a while.
What do you mean a while?
I mean, probably an extended period of time.
Since I'm getting your phone, there's makeup items right here.
That's it, yeah. Those are my, yeah. That's the one.
This is from Dollar Tree?
Yeah.
Scroll up, 11-14.
Oh, 11 what?
11-14.
Yeah. Thank you, boss.
Don't start with that. Listen. Do you want to get put back in a wrap? Do you want to have the helmet on? Then knock it off.
Can I breathe out here?
Knock it off.
You're
breathing just fine.
It was almost like he felt the most alive after being put in wraps.
We played with you last time. So you're going to get put directly in a wrap. Stop hitting your head. Stop it. You're not having a seizure. Stop it. Doesn't matter. We'll sit on you at the hospital. Stop hitting your head. He's pretending to have a seizure. Stop. Start medics for a... seizure.
Did I get arrested?
Stop hitting your head.
Did she?
Stop hitting your head.
Please, that's all I ask.
Stop hitting your head right now. She's detained. Stop hitting your head.
Is she going to be safe?
Stop.
Is she going to be safe?
You wouldn't be having a conversation with me if you're having a seizure, sir.
I'm not having a seizure.
Okay.
Well, what if she says my name is not my name?
Doesn't matter.
Why?
We have probable cause for you, the person of you. So no matter what name you give us at this point in time, you are going to spend time in jail.
Would I be able to plead a lot of them down?
No.
Why?
I sure doubt it.
Why? Why couldn't you just let me go?
Because we're not doing that. We're not going to play this game again.
I'm leaving soon.
Nope.
Why? What do you mean?
Shouldn't have come back to Airway Heights.
I have to get my stuff.
Is what it is, huh?
Did you guys know I was coming?
No. Your behavior, your life choices are late.
I didn't have the mailbox to send it from yet.
Yep.
So I couldn't.
Okay. Well, anything you say at this point is an excited utterance. You have a right to remain silent, right to an attorney.
They extradite me back to Delaware. 100%?
No, I'd imagine so, yeah.
Even if it's for a violation of probation?
Probably.
Really?
At this point, yeah, you got enough charges against you. That's enough of a problem. Stop hitting your head. Stop hitting your
Just
head.
Just give me one more chance. You'll find me eventually. I'll turn myself in, please.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will. Can I talk to Emily?
No.
Why?
Because there's going to be no contact order in place. You won't be able to talk to her again.
Ever?
You'll get arrested if you do.
Ever?
As long as the order's in place.
Just let me go, please.
Nope.
Just let me go.
Nope.
Please.
Nope.
Anything we'll do in jail.
I know. Stop.
Please.
Stop. Stop hitting your head. Stop hitting your head. Now you're going to stay like this until the rap comes.
Just let me go.
Nope. You're going to stay like this until the rap comes.
Just let
for
me
your
go.
Own safety.
Dude, listen. Stop moving. Stop moving. Stop moving. Stop moving. Stop moving.
You're going to put me in the restraint chair when I get there?
Huh?
If you keep acting like this, yes, you will.
Fine. Just let go and I'll relax. Just don't put me in the restraint chair. Please, just take all my stuff. Just let me go. Please. I'll turn myself in. Please. Just, I'll do it tomorrow, I swear.
Okay, so here's the deal. Obviously, we got some other stuff going on.
Yeah.
You stayed up with me and tell me everything that you took from the Dollar Tree. I'll take it. I'll give it back to him. And then we'll go from there, man.
Everything but the candy I stole from Dollar Tree.
So we're right in here?
Big pop here.
Socks.
Chips. Other from the candy. Everything on the candy. The ramen sauce, the chips. There's Mountain Dew.
Sit up.
You arrested the wrong person anyway.
No, we got the right guy, just the wrong name.
No?
Go tip your head down.
Please don't.
Tip your head down. Don't start this again. Don't start this again.
Okay. Nope. I'm going to come in there. Thank you. Just tell me what you want to do right now. You want me to roll over? Can you please just let me go, or take me to the hospital or something else?
It sure was a lucky day for the other guy.
So this candy came from where?
That came from the shelter.
This came from the shelter?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's how it's going to go. We're going to return this property. I don't know if they're going to want to pursue charges. If they're going to want to pursue charges, we'll forward charges to our court for the theft, okay?
I'm going to head back to the shelter.
So since I can't be with them, I know they're probably going to want you to trespass.
Yeah.
So don't go back to the dollar stores, okay? So I'm going to release you out of handcuffs and ask you to bounce out. Appreciate your cooperation and your honesty with this stuff. Have a safe day.
Please take me to the hospital. Officer, please. Please. I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
He's doing it.
He's just going to
kill me. All right. This is just going to check you out real quick.
He was charged with burglary, unlawful imprisonment, malicious mischief, interfering with reporting of domestic violence, resisting arrest, making a false statement, and obstructing a law enforcement officer. YouTube thinks you'll love the video on screen. Click to watch now.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's FORHERS.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.